I would also like to present my two co-authors who cannot be here today. At the time this paper was written, the paper that this presentation is based upon, Francois Diop worked for Apt Associates on a variety of USAID and DFID-funded projects, including Health Systems 2020, and subsequently moved to the World Bank as part of the West Africa Regional Hub for the Health Systems for Outcomes project. Abdoulaye Ba has been a consultant for Apt Associates for over 10 years, focusing primarily on community-based financing, and he currently resides in Laos. Laura kindly introduced me. I have nothing to disclose as far as conflicts of interest go. And enough about us authors. How do I move it down?
Click.
Okay. Why are we interested in improving health insurance coverage at community level? Basically for three reasons. Community initiatives necessarily improve social inclusion because they mobilize populations at local level and bring those people to participate more closely with society as a whole, partake of national systems, and also take advantage of, for example, public health activities that are centrally funded. Also, this type of activity can increase access to care because low rates of utilization of formal health care are a big issue in sub-Saharan Africa, and increased financial access to modern care improves use. Insurance lowers out-of-pocket cost at the time of service. Also note that there are other access issues, including geography and cultural. Those barriers have to be addressed at the same time, but are not done so in the study. Income protection relates to preventing catastrophic costs to household. While outpatient and curative care and some vertical services may not be expensive incidents at the time, accidents and chronic care can impoverish families, leading to selling livestock, incurring debt, depleting savings, and there are non-health aspects as well, effects as well, such as removing children from schools. Somebody always pays for healthcare. It's never really free. It either is financed through the public sector from taxes or donor support, or individuals in the private sector. The health financing picture in sub-Saharan Africa is one of high out-of-pocket expenditures, accessibility issues, endemic poverty, high rural populations, and low formal employment. These challenges require thinking outside the box and finding appropriate solutions for each situation. Rwanda does not face the same situations as Nigeria. Ethiopia and Zambia will have to find different solutions depending on their context. There is currently a lot of talk about social health insurance and free care for all with national health system type settings. However, in either of these situations or in a mix, community-based schemes can be part of the solution. Local initiatives, building from community level to participate in a national health system. Mutual health organizations are a translation of the original French term mutuelle, which describe community associations, often at village level, which have specific health objectives, which often include prepayment or pooling of resources to facilitate access to modern care by its members. The paper presented here, of which there are copies on the back table, looks specifically at six sub-Saharan African countries. Benin is squished there next to Ghana, Cameroon, Niger, Rwanda, and Senegal. I threw together this comparative table, most of which of the data comes from sources such as the World Bank, the IMF, or the WHO, but that last column, percentage population with health insurance coverage, I got the information from colleagues of mine in those ministries of health in those countries for the most part. As you can imagine, there are many differences between African countries, much like there are differences between American states. The table shown here is just a quick attempt to look at those countries discussed in this paper and a couple of others from the region. As you can see, Rwanda and Ghana are two of the current success stories, with 74 and 40% coverage with health insurance of their population, respectively. Niger, and Mali have much lower coverage. And even though they're not present on this table, there are several other sub-Saharan African countries that have even lower coverages, probably less than 2% of their entire populations. There are many challenges to encouraging African populations to use modern healthcare services, one of them being that there are a large proportion of people who are not part of the modern economy. In many sub-Saharan African countries, many people are still farmers in rural areas, and even in urban areas, informal sector employment is predominant. This can often be compounded by a distrust of government, born from years of experiencing corrupt politicians and political turmoil. Working at the community level from grassroots level up addresses both of these issues. Once community level energy has been harnessed and the rural and informal sectors organized in a manner which responds to their needs and requirements and gains their trust, community-based initiatives can link up with local government and eventually also access the financial and professional resources associated with the national level public sector. As noted earlier, Rwanda and Ghana are the two shining stars in the health financing in the sub-Saharan region. 10 years ago, both countries were in much the same place as the rest of the continent is today. While it is clear that in each country, each society has to craft their own solutions based on their own realities, a couple of key similarities jumped out at us. First, community-based initiatives bring the rural and informal sectors into the existing health system. Two, political commitment both in Ghana and Rwanda and the related financial support and legislation allowed for these initiatives to link up with district and regional services and eventually got the support of national level services. Third, bottom-up, community level linked with top-down, central government to expand it on local initiatives and build a national system. Of course, both countries still do face financial and organizational issues, but the point is that compared to other countries in the region, both Ghana and Rwanda have expanded their health insurance coverage rapidly. This is the functional methodology developed by the authors. If you see on the right-hand side in the green column, you have the top-down support policies and programs from central government, which support the local level, community level institutions which are built, the local community-based networks, the mutual health organizations, other community-based organizations, and the household and family groups which make up those systems. This support leads to three different types of expansion: political expansion, functional expansion, and quantitative expansion, which lead to the results which we are looking for: social inclusion, income protection, and access to healthcare. Our framework suggests that one of the ways which has proved effective in increasing health insurance coverage of populations in sub-Saharan Africa and contributing to increased access to modern healthcare is that community initiatives work concomitantly with national programs to enable political, functional, and quantitative expansion. In the African context, there are many challenges to overcome while working towards universal access to healthcare. And ensuring the complementarity of community initiatives and state policies, bringing together a synergy between community and state interventions for scaling up health insurance, will enhance this process. Many issues are still being debated on this topic. Health financing is one of the pillars for health system strengthening. But why are we expecting the poorest of the poor to be the motor of the expansion of health insurance in Africa when it should be the government's responsibility? Why are we promoting local initiatives when they create small risk pools and fracture the health insurance risk pool as a whole? How do you ensure equality of services in such situations? Are ambitious health insurance schemes like those in Rwanda and Ghana able to self-finance in the long term? These are valid discussions which we continue to have to talk about. Bottom-up and top-down solutions demonstrated in Rwanda, however, show us a way to bring populations into the modern sector for both healthcare and health insurance in a rapid manner as long as there is political will. Thank you. Do you want me to go for questions?
Yeah, we have some time for a few questions from the audience. Anybody has a question?
Yes, please. I'll start with the bottom-up and top-down question before going on to the sustainability question. Bottom-up, bottom of the pyramid from the community level up towards a higher national level. So talking from the bottom-up, creating mutual health organizations or other such mutuals or community-based initiatives creates trust at a local level among people who have not been accessing modern healthcare. So once you create and have those institutions which have the trust of the local populations, they can begin to coordinate with their local departments of health and increase the basket of services to which they have access. In the meantime, there is no way really to grow unless there is top-down support. Oh, I wanted to look at the table that I had up there. You see that Senegal has 20% now of insurance coverage. It is ripe for some sort of growth expansion. Here we go. However, that probably is not going to happen until the national government puts into effect some sort of national support policies to help link those mutuelles with the national health system and the current government policies of providing health for the whole population. As for sustainability, I would agree both Ghana and Rwanda have to start thinking about that, and I'm sure the ministries of health have started doing that. Especially in Rwanda, there is a large donor dependence. However, once again, every country has to find its own way of finding its solutions, and Ghana is looking more towards a taxed-based financial sustainability model rather than a donor-based one like in Rwanda. But yes, it is a concern, but then it's also a concern in a country like France, where they already have total population coverage with their social security system and have a huge deficit.